Ah.
Ah. Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Peter Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering the MegaCast.
I'm glad Grace still lives on in our intro.
I can't hear her again.
No.
That's why, sorry if I was talking over the intro.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Please welcome D-Tech Smith.
This is just for you.
And Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Well, I'm glad that Grace still lives on in our intro, Ted.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Good to hear her voice.
It is. May she rest in peace. Now we have Alice, who's a total bitch from England.
I kind of forgot about that.
Got some texts or tweets about it. It was kind of funny. People were just like, I miss Grace, but I kind of like Alice's attitude.
Oh, what do people like? The Team Alice, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they like that she clowns on us.
Mm. I hope everybody's laughing.
Everybody's having a good time.
You yucking it up out there?
All having fun, except for us. Ted, it's good to see you.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? I just want to say sincerely thank you for making it through this giant winter storm.
Oh, it was hard, man.
Yeah.
I had to put my car in four-wheel drive. I got scared a couple times.
I'm kidding. Did you ever have to put it in? I think because you live in Puyallup, so you live south of the city. I live in the city. Like, we basically got nothing.
A couple days ago, I was leaving my house. There was about an inch and a half of snow.
All right.
I'm like, you know what? Let me test out this four-wheel, because my new Jeep has, like, settings. You could do four-wheel drive for snow, for rocks, for mud.
What is yours again?
Jeep Renegade.
Renegade.
Very masculine.
I always want to call it a Liberty.
They have a Jeep Liberty, yeah.
All right, all right.
And then they have the new one. What do you think about those Jeep Wranglers that are now, I love the name, Jeep Gladiator. It's the Wrangler with a pickup truck back. Ugly as all hell.
I got to be honest, I really liked that movement a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, what was that, like 10, 15 years ago, all those trucks came out? Remember even the Escalade had it?
Mm-hmm.
I think they look awesome.
I'm not feeling that one, and
really?
I'm a Wrangler guy. And trust me, I want to own a car that is called the Gladiator.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think if I owned a Jeep, I'd get what you get, the traditional Wrangler back in the day.
I'm a two-door Jeep Wrangler kind of guy.
Yeah, but I don't mind the little bed on the back of all the Jeeps and stuff.
Fair enough.
Basically, it's just like, they're knockoff Humvees, aren't they?
Pretty much. It feels that way.
We got rid of the Hummer.
Mm-hmm. Now we got the Gladiator.
Are we going back to giant trucks?
I hope so.
Really? It seemed like you would know. You're in the land of giant trucks.
I live in Giant Truckville.
Yeah. That's always the joke in people. Actually, you might have told me that joke. Right? Like, everybody down the South End, like, all the dudes drive giant trucks.
Oh, I didn't, but yeah.
Oh, we used to be a saying I had with somebody, and it was like, then if you see a giant SUV, like, just expect a blonde woman.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. In Puyallup, it's like everyone's got lifted trucks, male or female. Lifted trucks, no gender. Sorry. A little bit on the struggle bus. Ted called me out right away. He noticed that I bit my tongue. Not many people notice, which
really?
I think it's funny. I noticed it in my head. So I was like, I'm not going to say anything. We did a whole thing about it on the MigsCast yesterday. I'm in a lot of pain. But I was like, you know what? It's a little bit better today. And I'm just not going to say anything. Talk to Ted. I say maybe three words. You go, bit your tongue, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's like, did anybody on the morning show notice?
No one noticed.
Yeah, I don't think you can. It's just, I know you well enough.
Yeah.
So it's like Jason that works here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Veggie dog. Like, his brother has had gout before, so sometimes I'll just have a little limp and he'll go, gout flare up, huh? Like, so if you just, so I just know you well enough, the way your mouth moved, I just went, huh, bit it again, huh?
Yep, you recognize my mouth pain. Yeah, I came down hard on a back body drop and I didn't land properly and I snapped my head forward and bit down on my tongue. Which instantly made it canker sores. And I have like 11 canker sores right around the edge of my tongue.
Oh.
So there is no downtime of pain. It's a little bit better today. But like I can't lean on one side to eat because both sides have it. I wake up in the middle of the night and it's dry, so it hurts even more. Like it's just freaking unbearable, dude. And I'm trying to keep in a good mood around my wife. And every once in a while she's like, why do you seem like you're in a bad mood? I'm like, for the thousandth time.
Thousandth time, honey. I'm praying here.
I bit my tongue. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm miserable.
Can you wear a mouth guard or would it be too hard to talk?
I don't know. I think I might look into it. I've been good recently. Like, I've gone several months without biting my tongue and I've taken some big bumps and I'm like, all right, I figured it out. Not that time.
He's got that big old tongue in there, Steve.
I got a fat ass tongue that doesn't want to stay in its mouth.
God. Yeah, yeah, well, that's all right. At least you have like good excuses to be biting through your tongue. Every time I bite my tongue, it's just like, it was midnight and I was snacking pretty tough.
Oh, I'm guilty of that from time to time.
Like, at least you have a solid reason.
But hey, sometimes you got to hurt yourself in order to win. And you're still looking at a winner. I beat Jacob Sumis, Cubby.
All right.
The Cruiser Bear.
The Cruiser Bear.
It's a great moment at the end of the match. I actually have the audio because the announcer, Ray, he went like full on old school Joey Styles from ECW like type of commentary. You know, they have live commentary at 3-2-1 battle.
All right.
So to picture it, right when we're going to pick up on this audio, the ref got knocked out in the middle of the match. So I saw there's an opportunity to hit him with my championship belt.
Yeah, of course.
Go for the hit. He ducks. He kicks me. Gives me a kick to the head. I drop the belt in the middle of the ring. We're both kind of down because we've been beating each other up for this match. I'm crawling to get the belt. He steps on my hand, and now he grabs the belt, and he's holding the belt. And he's looking at me and looking at the crowd, and everyone's like, what the hell is he going to do? And the announcer's going to, you'll hear it yelling, hit him with it. You know what I mean? Because I'm a bad guy, and everyone hates me. And I just wind up and just straight, not even a under the legs kind of cup shot. I just straight on punch his balls.
All right.
Yeah. He drops the belt, hook him into my new, it's one of my new signature moves I just came up with. It's a double underhook DDT, kind of like Jake the Snake, but I put my arms under, so I got his arms. And I go down and I call it the BOT, blocked on Twitter.
Oh. The BOT.
The BOT.
I thought maybe you were just going to stop showering.
Well, yeah, I could do that. So
Steve's got a new technique. He reeks.
Yeah. Hook him in the underhook, and then they got to smell my armpits.
You like that?
Smell it. I tap. So again,
did you wrestle last night too?
Never even shower after my matches. Oh. That'd be awful. Some of these guys,
that would be terrible.
You know, public service announcement, anyone who does wrestle, wash your gear from time to time. There's some guys
like
don't.
The knee pads and stuff.
Even just your trunks. Everything.
Who wouldn't wash the trunks?
There are people who just, it's different in hockey, too. There are guys that, like, I get your actual, like, shoulder pads, shin guards, but there are guys who then throw, like, their Under Armour underall, like the underwear. They just keep it in the bag and then put it back on the next time they play.
Oh, that's got to reek.
It smells like a dead cat.
I mean, I remember from football, just the pads alone would reek.
Oh, yeah, and it's hard to wash that stuff.
It's hard to wash the pads, but you got to wash your girdle and your pants and your jersey.
Anything that can fit in a washing machine, you should wash.
Yeah.
All the time. In my opinion, after every use. At least once in the morning.
Yeah. Right. I know, dude, trust me, sometimes there's people in gyms that just leave their clothes in the locker.
Yes.
And it's just like, dude, you need to take those home and wash them.
Right, that's so messed up.
Like, yeah.
I'm right next to you on the elliptical.
And I don't know about
hurling.
You. I'm always so worried about stinking that if it doesn't happen often. Once in a while, like you kind of forget one armpit or something, and it's just like all day. I'm just like, I've got to get home and put on deodorant.
And no one else might smell it.
No,
but you're like hyper focused on that.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that before, and it's in your head.
Oh yeah.
So again, so this is going to be picking up right when he steps on the belt and he's about to hit me, and then you'll hear like the reaction when I hit him in the balls, and I think the rest of it's easily to understand as you play along. If you want to watch the video, it's on my Instagram at I'm Steve Makes.
Are you playing?
Oh, sorry. What? What's that?
Are you playing the video or just the audio?
Just the audio.
All right.
I can show you the video though.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. That one part, he's like, hit up with it.
He is so intense.
He hates me. I'm kissing the belt right now.
I like that you did the BOT into the belt.
Yes. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Knocked him out.
All right, can we pull the curtain back?
Oh, yeah.
And where do you actually punch him?
I barely grazed his, because he wears baggy or shorts.
Yeah.
So it was a lot easier. If he was wearing full tights, I probably would have aimed for like right above the thing.
The pelvis, like right
there. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I really like, I've gotten pretty good at being able to like hit somebody and just, because that's like part of the thing. If you ever watched that Ric Flair documentary on the 30 for 30, when he was like working his way up the ranks, he would hang a string from a door. And he would practice punching that string until he can make it look like he's hitting it, but the string doesn't move at all. I'm not at that level. I can line up on you and punch you and just touch you enough just so you can feel it, but it wouldn't hurt.
All right. Because really I've always wondered with like those, like the groin shots, I'm like, it seems hard. It seems eventually somebody's just going to miss and punch the crap out of somebody.
The ones under the leg are easier because you can kind of hit like the inner thigh. Or as some people, I guess, like the guy that's going to take it, if he clenches his butt, it'll protect in a weird way his balls. Unless he's like 70 years old and his balls are hanging lower than.
Right. I see what you're saying.
You know, if you clench,
yeah,
you can't get into the nuggets.
Right. Yeah, I just always assumed they were kind of just hitting like, almost like the bicep was coming up underneath it.
Yeah.
Because you're not really punching him with a fist.
Yeah, and this one
it looked good.
Him. Yeah.
That's all I was like, how did he survive that?
Yeah. And he sold it great. And then he was out cold. The ref's still out. So then I put him in my submission. And I'm like, ref, wake up. The ref wakes up, doesn't know that I just did all that, and he's knocked out. So she thinks I put him in a submission hold, and he's tapping out because he can't. I've put him to sleep.
Nice.
And I'm full on. Like, my character is already a ripoff of the Million Dollar Man. Instead of bragging about money, I brag about being verified on Twitter. Instead of having a $1 million belt, I have a Twitter verified belt.
Yep.
So I was like, you know what? I might as well steal his submission hold. He has the Million Dollar Dream, which is like a Cobra Clutch type of submission. My new submission is the Million Followers Dream. Same thing, though. I do the same move that he did.
Who used to do the camel clutch?
That's the Iron Sheik.
All right.
Yeah.
I did that once in wrestling, just by mistake. And I don't know if it was supposed to work or the guy was just really uncomfortable and he tapped. And then the guy was with, like, the coach was like, did you mean to do that? I was like, I don't know. I just, because it was like jiu-jitsu. I shouldn't say wrestling. I just ended up on his back and he was like on his knee, on his all fours. I was just like,
Well, wasn't it a UFC or an MMA fight that somebody put somebody in the Walls of Jericho and won?
Yes.
Right. Because a lot of these submission holds technically do work. Like, there's a wrestler by the name of Timothy Thatcher who's like, they call it catch style, like old, like real wrestling style, right?
Yeah.
And he does seminars and he did one here in town. I unfortunately missed it, but what he did was, all right, I'm going to put you in the submission hold. I'm going to give it to you for real, just a little bit, so you can feel what it feels like, so you know how to sell it. You know what I mean? So you can be a better wrestler, a better performer. So he put you in it for real, and you'd be like, oh, and you're like, now you know what to sell when I give you that move. He's like, now I'm going to give it to you pro wrestling style. And it's like, doesn't hurt at all, but it looks just as vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I find that, to me, that stuff is so interesting and cool.
Yeah, I think it's wild that you could use some of the pro wrestling stuff and it actually works.
Right, when that one came out about the Walls of Jericho, I'm like, no way. And I was like, everyone's like, see, pro wrestling is real.
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, a lot of the stuff you see in pro wrestling would absolutely destroy people.
Right.
But
and some of that stuff, if done right, would murder somebody.
Yeah, right. Also, like in a real fight, if some dude comes flying off like a building or something, though, you're probably going to move. You're not going to stand there. I mean, I don't care how dazed you are. You see Mankind coming down 40 feet. Like, you're freaking moving.
There's a great video somewhere. Somebody did like a spoof of when a wrestler is going to dive out of the ring into a group of people. What's going on with that group of people? Because they're all like acting like as if they're hurt.
Yeah.
And like holding on to each other. And it's like in the video, there's like people having silly conversations. But it's like, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, you're just like trying not to look fake. But also, sometimes you're waiting, like, dude, just freaking jump already. You're making us look like idiots. Like, come on. Like, I can only pretend to hit this guy for so long, but I have to also keep my eye on you so I could catch you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. We're saying, like, these moves would work, like, in theory. But then you got to hope the people you're fighting are going to catch you and not just, like, try to punch you for real in the junk.
That's what I want to see just once. Someone does, like, all that, starts to dive at you, and you just move out of the way and push them further down.
Man, years ago, I saw...
That would piss that guy off.
Yeah, this had to be like 14. I mean, it was a long time ago. I saw a fight outside a bar and saw some dude throw like a flying kick. But the other dude just moved.
Right.
And the guy just landed on the asphalt. And I was like, oh my God, that had to hurt.
Should have just punched him.
Look, you know me. I was standing just in the doorway so I could hold on to my beer, but yet watch this fight in the street.
Did you see there's another video someone posted? It was like surveillance footage at like a supermarket or something. Some kind of fracas was happening and somebody came over and knocked the guy down with the Ric Flair chest chop.
Oh yes.
And then someone wrote, see, chops in wrestling do actually work in real life situations.
Man, I remember that video of you guys going to WrestleMania or whatever down in Florida and staying with AJ.
Yeah.
Like those chops he was giving you guys, I was like, oh my God, that looks painful.
Yo, shout out to AJ Francis. Did you see the big announcement yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, I mean, I've known for a while, but I had to keep it quiet because, you know, obviously they wait for the announcement. He is one of the, I think, five or six people that I've just been that are going to the WWE Performance Center.
Oh,
just
nice.
Got signed. So he's in the WWE. I don't know when he'll make his way into NXT. A lot of times they'll sign a bunch of people and then they put them through the rigors, train them, and some make it through and some don't. I have a very strong feeling that he will because he's been training with the Dudley Boys. From back in the 3D Academy? That's right.
And the WWE has a soft spot for ex-Maryland football players, Mojo Riley.
Yes, and those guys are friends. They play together.
Right.
Mojo was just on Raw the other night. I feel bad, man. He just hasn't figured out his character yet. It's like
it always
guys,
seems like he's close.
Yeah.
And then he goes back down. Like then he gets close, and then he's down.
Like he was the hype party guy.
Yeah.
Like he was like Gronk.
Right.
And then that kind of fizzled. And now he's like this weird, intense guy. And it's not working, in my opinion. But he's talented. So I think at some point, something will stick.
Yeah, and I think he's too much of a fun-loving dude to be serious dude.
Maybe when AJ makes his way into the WWE, they could team up together. And they could be like the Terps.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Fighting Turtles. But yeah, he's going in. Another guy, Jake Atlas, that I know, is just going in as well. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm super proud of him.
So does that mean you're not going to wrestle him?
No, we've been trying to make it happen here for like a year, and it's just never worked out. Like, I don't know why. I'm not a booker, so I have no power. You know what I mean? I know he wanted to. I wanted it to happen either us against each other or us as a team.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't happen. And somebody hit him up. It's like, hey, you ever going to come? He's like, nope, unfortunately, that window's closed, and you'll understand why soon. And then this week, yesterday, he made the announcement that he's going to the WWE. So it would have been cool, but I couldn't be happier for that guy. He's an awesome dude. You've met him.
Yeah, of course. And you guys have two good life things happening that if the match doesn't work, right? Like, you had a baby, mm-hmm. pretty big deal, and he just signed right to go to the Performance Center. So it's like, all right, those are two pretty good excuses.
We're doing okay.
Team us.
Team us. You mentioned Jim, and we'll get to the push-ups in a second. I just got, because a couple people did message me and said, hey, what's going on with the music situation at the gym? Remember I complained about the... All right, dude. I want to get your opinion on this.
Hit me.
I get to the gym today. Music's going. I'm like, am I hearing what I think I'm hearing? Tell me if this is an appropriate song to hear at the gym today.
Alright. Alright, you win. Gave you my
heart the very next day. Best workout ever, man. Listening to Wham's Last Christmas on January 15th.
You know what's so funny? This is the January 15th, right? So this is probably the last Christmas song I've heard. And ironically, the first Christmas song I heard this year was after a party in November. And the next morning I woke up and people were singing karaoke. Well, next afternoon I finally got up. People were singing karaoke. And my buddy was singing that song. And I go, I didn't know you like Wham. And he was like, it's not Wham. And I was like, oh, it's Wham. So it's just funny. I feel like now shouldn't have been played, but you've bookended my Christmas stuff.
I Wham bookended it.
Wham bookended it. That we had a little tree they put up in the lobby. You know, that tiny little lobby in my
tiny
building.
Tiny little lobby.
So they put up this little tree and some white lights, like, man, probably only a couple days before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't really care, but they left it up. And I was like yesterday, I was like, it's kind of like now I'm past the point of you should have taken it down. And I'm like, well, you know, it's still up. Blah, blah, blah. And then we have the annual inspection where like the big bosses from own the buildings come in. I noticed this morning it was gone. I was like, yep.
So I'm going to clean it up.
Somebody was just being lazy like me. Wham. No, that shouldn't have been on there.
Okay. I don't even think you should be playing Christmas music at the gym in general.
You know what? I'm with you. And I love Christmas music, but I don't want to listen to it while I'm working out.
No. What do you listen to when you work out?
I don't use headphones. So whatever Osiris has playing in the gym.
Okay.
It's usually a mixture of stuff. To his credit, I like. Once in a while, there'll be like a rap song I like. Mm-hmm. There'll be an old school funk song. And then he always slides in some good like just Seattle grunge stuff.
Yeah, mine's either like super extreme like Hatebreed if I'm really feeling like I need that aggressive pump, you know?
All right.
But more often than not, I don't know why, I just really enjoy listening to hip hop while I'm working out. So it's like today was Travis Scott. I was listening to a lot of his stuff. Yesterday I listened to A$AP Rocky.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like that kind of style.
All right, so you just need a brother with small dreads.
Yeah, yeah. Then to me, that's the key to getting jacked and tan. All right, let's get our push-ups out of the way before we take a break. Get our heart rates and our blood pumping and our brain
functioning.
I did leg day today, so I feel like I can do these push-ups.
All right, good.
Yeah, I didn't skip leg day.
Never.
Never. All right. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I like this one. Get it.
A little hip-hop EDM. That's what I typed in the search.
Yeah.
All right, let's get 10, Mega Family.
Good.
Oh, we planned that.
Yeah, I like this, man.
It's got a good vibe to it.
Seems like a good walk up to late night tent song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's going on over there? I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know if they're chilling out or if they're just all losing their minds. Oh, they're losing their minds. They're losing their minds. Look at Steve. He's dancing. Where's Ted?
He's listening to music, laying down.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
For that inspirational music?
No. Okay. Today's a very short one and to the point. Basically, just because Ted, your buddy Ted's... Ted's been lazy. Ted's really enjoyed the holidays. Uh-huh. And so, you know, like sometimes you get knocked down, you got to get back up. Basically, it's my point to people.
The
like,
great philosopher Chumbawamba said that.
Yeah, right? Drinks a vodka drink, drinks a cider drink.
And a whiskey drink.
But you know what?
Songs like, for the good times.
Yeah. Like I've been pretty good the last couple of years. But yeah, I've been lazy since Christmas, haven't done anything. And just like, you know, sometimes like you can let it go too far, but I was just like, calm down. Let's get back in the gym. You know what I mean? And like, I hurt my foot, so I wasn't working. So I just felt lazy and just, you know, this one's just very personal. I'm sure a lot of people the same way. Like, it's all right. Yeah. Like, get back up, get back in the routine, something. It's not like I gained 20 pounds or something. It just, you know how it is. I'm just like, oh, I just feel like a, ugh.
I had a weekend like that where I was like, ate way too much. You know, I had, instead of one cheat meal, I had two cheat days.
Right, because it was like the holidays. Yeah. I was like, well, there's a Seahawks game. And then like, I did it again. And then I was just like, all right, we need to lock this in, bruv.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I that's what I love about some of these fitness guys being way more transparent, and some of them just being way more reasonable. On that's the one thing I love about social media. I follow some of these fitness guys who are just like, so what? Yeah, you ate like a pig for a whole week. That doesn't mean you failed. Failing means that you never get back on the stick.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, you're not, like you said, you're not going to look at the scale and be like, you know what? I ate bad for 4 or 5 days, and I'm 50 pounds heavier again.
Right.
Maybe you went up a couple pounds.
Yeah.
You'll fix that.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, I was just bumming. And then I was like, oh God. But yeah, basically, and you know what the funny thing is? It's in my own head.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like at the end of the day, Osiris cares, but like, hey, you know, if I gain a few pounds, it's some skin off his back at the end of the day.
Right. You're not going to walk into the gym. He's not going to be like, yo. Give me your card back. You embarrass me.
Right?
Would that be amazing?
I just had to go in for like a weigh and do measurements. And he's like, how's this weighing going to go? I go, not good. I have been lazy, like hurt my foot for a little bit. Just haven't been working out. And other than that, man, sometimes you just feel lazy too. But yeah.
I have a good weight loss tactic for you. Bite all of your tongue. It's impossible to eat the way. And I'm trying to because my guys make me eat like 20 ounces of freaking steak or meat every day, right?
Yeah.
When you got to chew something like meat, it's hard when your tongue, there's nowhere to work with.
Dude, I was just talking to somebody yesterday about that carnivore diet.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, it sounds awesome. They were like, man, I could only do it for a few days. I was like, really? They were like, yeah, it was tough.
Now, in all fairness, mine's not carnivore diet solely.
Okay.
Like, so it's like...
So you can add in more veggies.
No, like more... Okay, I'll give you like a quick rundown of what I'm doing in like real basics. But like, wake up, I have 2 cheese sticks.
All right.
That he told me to have. And then I have eggs and blueberries.
All right.
A couple hours later.
You like blueberries?
I do. I love blueberries.
I like blueberry flavor. I like them in a smoothie. When I eat them, I just got to take a handful and just munch them because I hate eating them.
Oh, I live for them. I love them.
Oh,
I love
nice.
Them. I blueberry muffins. Oh, I miss them.
Yeah. Trust me. It's just eating raw blueberries for some reason. Wow. I don't know if it's texture. It just bugs me.
I think they're fantastic. So, all right. Then steak and veggies. Then more steak and veggies a few hours later. Then I work out, eat some chicken and rice.
All right.
Then steak and potatoes. And then a nice dessert of potatoes and Greek yogurt.
So what are you eating, 6 times a day?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's hard.
20 ounces of meat. Yeah, dude, it's... But, I mean, I'm It's hard because I don't know if it's working or not. Like, I have people tell me they see a difference. I don't see any difference because I'm stuck with myself every damn day.
Yeah, it's also weird, too, is like, someone like that guy I had on my podcast last night, Jeremy, that walked across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually, like, he lost, like, 2 pant sizes but gained weight just from carrying the pack and stuff.
Wow.
So I think with your diet and your with all that protein and your workouts, yeah, that might be something too. Like you might not lose weight, but you might thin out, if that makes
sense. And I have noticed that. Like, because I was like, I'm not losing weight. And I didn't think I would because it's still, you know, and I'm hoping I'm putting on muscle.
Yeah.
So like, I'd like to gain weight in that. But I measured my stomach at the beginning and I measured it again recently. And it was like, I think I was like down like 1.5 inches.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, something's happening. It's just... Yeah. You know, you want things to happen fast, and it's never that way. It's consistency, and it takes time.
Yeah. Yeah. But
that's my world, man. That's like, and then obviously cheat days, I eat sushi like a mother effer.
Man, you keep bringing up sushi. I'm going to have some this weekend. I haven't had it in forever.
Yo, go to Trapper's. Now there's a roll named after my daughter.
What's in it?
It's really good. I have to pull it up, but it's called the Tatum Roll.
All right.
It's the roll of the month. We just went, a few of us from the show went down to the new Trapper's at South Center Mall.
Oh, no kidding.
It's far, man. Like, some one of these days we should go after you're done with work. It's a 15-minute drive.
Is that the... I thought that... No, we used to go to the one in Kent.
Right, which is not as close. But this one's super close, so it's not like we'd have to go very far.
All right.
And it's so freaking good. The roll of the month. Okay, then the Tatum. And the inside of it, you got crystal shrimp rolled in fried onion and spicy crab. On top, mixed kamikaze spicy salmon, green onion, together... Where is it? With tempura crumbs on top with a drizzle of teriyaki sauce, placed on a drizzle of Lucy sauce on the plate, named after Steve Miggs' new daughter.
I mean, I get it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's like legit one of my favorite rolls I've had.
Yeah.
I kind of want, I hope they keep it. I heard that it's going very well. So
all right.
It's pretty cool. So enjoy yourself a Tatum roll.
Yeah, man. Get in there. Get some sush.
Yeah.
Some sush.
Get some sush. All right. Why don't we take a break?
Yeah, man.
When we come back,
Also, when we come back, we have to talk about us being verified and how we got over on ESPN.
We got over on ESPN?
Well, remember, all right, real quick before we go to break, when they do these big games on ESPN2, they have something they call the
MegaCast.
But I realized, like, ours is verified on Twitter.
Yeah, suck it. That's right. We're legit.
Yeah.
Should we sue? Should we be mad?
Should we be mad that ESPN calls it the MegaCast?
We'll tackle that and many other things when the MegaCast returns. And I'm sure Alice is going to have nice things to say about us.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Oh, thank goodness. These two idiots finally stopped talking. The MegaCast will unfortunately be back.
Damn.
Bitch.
You love Jeopardy, the greatest of all time. Tonight, get ready for Jeopardy, the worst of all time.
The 5 movie ratings in the United States, 17, are PG, PG-13, and this one. Kareem.
What is X?
No.
We found the worst players of all time and brought them back.
A blow to the back of the neck is the punch named for this animal. Mike.
What is a donkey?
No.
Betsy. What is a rabbit punch?
Rabbit, yes.
It's so much fun to watch. Jeopardy, the worst of all time, tonight.
So Siri gets hired by Apple. Alexa gets hired by Amazon.com. And I am stuck with these assholes. I need to call my agent. The MegaCast is back.
Sam.
No, I like Alice.
In that break, I brought up Pat McAfee.
Yep.
Which always kind of makes me think of Barstool a little bit. I told you on Christmas Eve, we got a bottle of that Pink Whitney.
Oh, and did you like it?
Awesome.
Who was on that train, remember?
You were. Right. Was that 2 years ago?
That was Portland when we went. I was telling you about that. Yeah. Me, Munson, and obviously I was talking about it before.
Well, it was a year ago at Christmas.
Yeah.
When you came over to my house. You brought over that pink lemonade.
That's right. The original, the OG Pink Whitney's.
Right. How they used to make them.
And you were like, this is too much of a summertime drink.
Yeah. But man, I tell you what, when it's cold in that bottle, we were just doing shots of it.
I heard it's amazing. I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, it's awesome.
All right. Maybe I haven't had a drink in forever. Obviously, I don't drink in my house.
Yeah.
And now that I have a kid, I might start. Just kidding. But next time we have a Ted and Steve slumber party, I'll get a bottle and I'll have my virgin endeavor with you.
Yeah, man. Trust me, it's great.
And I love pink lemonade. I love vodka. I love the original version of the Pink Whitney, which was just a vodka lemonade on ice.
Yeah. So, right. So, and to their credit, man, I think it's amazing what they did. I mean, Barstool's got their name on that bottle. It's right. New Amsterdam. I'm just like,
spitting chiclets.
Yeah. Like, good for them.
It's a great story. Like, there's like articles like in like Forbes and New York, the New York Times, and about like this quote unquote organic build of the Pink Whitney, because it really was truly the most organic thing ever. I remember listening to Spittin' Chiclets when they're like, hey, we have a new sponsor. It's New Amsterdam. And Whitney, one of the cast members of Spittin' Chiclets, it's a hockey podcast. We've played some of their stuff before.
Yeah.
He's like, guys, I love New Amsterdam. I do a thing where I get New Amsterdam, and it's got to be Newman's Own Pink Lemonade, and I mix them together, and I drink it all the time. We call it the Pink Whitney. And then it became like a joke on the show. But anytime they talk about their sponsor, like get the pink lemonade, get the pink wit.
Yeah.
And then some bars, I think Henry's here in Seattle, I think they started serving it as a drink. They're not around?
No, I'm pretty sure Henry, the one by the stadium?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's gone.
Oh, that's a bummer. That place was awesome.
Right. Is that there was a couple of them that closed this year. I was like, ooh, there was some restaurant group that kind of went down.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there before. It's really good.
Oh, that place was dope.
But yeah, they were serving.
Right, like the giant beer garden?
Yeah, outside, right next to Safeco.
Yeah.
On the same side, across the street, but on the same side.
T-Mobile.
Oh, my gosh. I'm an old-school Seattleite. I call it Safeco Field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you go watch the Dragons on a quest?
Yeah. No, I'm going to Seahawks Stadium. I'm that OG.
Go watch the boys down at the Kingdom.
Do we play the parody spot about Jeopardy? Are you keeping up on the Jeopardy stuff?
You talk about the greatest of all time, Jeopardy?
Yes.
I am.
The guy I wanted to win was the guy that did nothing.
Brad?
Like, I think he got an A for showing up, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we all knew it was just going to be James and Ken Jennings going
out. Holzhauer versus Jennings, yeah. And then what's the other guy's name? It's Brad Rutter.
Brad Rutter.
So you saw that savage burn that James put on Brad?
Yeah, James is funny as hell, by the way.
Dude, I got the audio. Can you set it up? Do you remember?
All right, so here's what happens. Is that I can't remember if it's going into Double Jeopardy. I don't know what it's going into, but basically, they're all sitting there, and their scores are up there.
Yeah.
Right? But Brad has zero, so they're going to reset the scores.
And everyone else is like 20,000 points.
Oh, yeah. Jennings and Jeopardy James have thousands of...
Jeopardy James.
Have thousands of dollars, right? So basically, here's all you need to know is they're going to clear all the scores before they go to the next thing.
All right, and here's the audio.
In spite of these scores you see here, we'll get rid of those scores right now. We will, of course, add them to whatever the...
Hey, Brad's score is still on there.
Because Brad's got zero.
He already had zero, so then theirs cleared to zero, and he just leans over and goes, oh, Brad's... I was like, damn!
Wow! It's gotten to be that kind of competition, hasn't it?
I know. I saw somebody last night who was just like, we've got to stop nerd-on-nerd violence.
Well, and there was also, I saw the one where Holzhauer beat Brad on the buzzer.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he looks like he's beat ya. Something like that. I'm like, damn! And he's on Twitter clowning on him.
Yeah. I mean, James is pretty fun. I like that dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I met Ken Jennings before. He's nice enough.
Yeah.
It's like he's obviously like you feel inferior to him just by being around him. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things. I don't know if it's like self-imposed or he just gives off that attitude. But he's never been anything but nice. He's just really smart guy nice.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I hate to say he's a jerk because he's not. But I felt really beneath him when I met him at Doug Loves Movies when we did the podcast together.
Yeah, I was gonna say, trust me, nothing was more uncomfortable than you were already on stage and I'm back there. Like, it was very uncomfortable.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I had just been on the 206 with him like a couple weeks before that.
Uh-huh.
And like brought it up and he's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. I was like, all right. Like, thought we, not just some random dude, like we were just on the same TV show.
Thought we had a moment.
Though I guess we didn't. And then I didn't recognize the other guys from Doug Loves Movies and started BSing with them. And then when they walked out on stage, I was like, I am the idiot. Like, just like, because look, Steve and Rev are on stage. I can't remember if BJ was there that night. I thought it was just you and Rev.
I think it was just me and Rev, yeah.
Right, so I'm just on the side taking video for Steve.
Right, yeah, you're just hanging.
Right. Yeah, that might have been one of the more awkward backstage. Actually, two of the more awkward backstages I've had in a long time was that one,
uh-huh,
which you were a part of.
Okay.
And then it's your birthday. Like when we were in that room and you guys were getting ready to go on stage, I was just like, oh, I don't know if I should be in here.
Oh, I didn't care.
I know. Luckily, what's his name for the Matador? Was that Zach?
Zach Malang.
Right. So then Zach, you introduced me and him, and I was like, oh, thank you. So we started BS.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I should. He's like, I don't know if I should be back here right now either. It's cool.
Yeah, no problem at all.
It's just a bunch of people having
idiots.
Bands having moments.
We're hugging each other.
Hugging out. There's a kid in there, like showing them the way. Nobody is drinking. I'm already at least.
Perkins kid's there.
Right. I'm at least half in the bag, just kind of standing in the corner, like, all right.
Well, I'm wasted with you.
I know. But you're in the band.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like everybody's significant other, like, you know, bar owners and Steve's buddy Ted.
Ted, you know, I love Ellen DeGeneres' bit, Burning Questions.
All right.
I like stealing the content because it makes for a fun thing. We get to know each other. We get to listen to know us. And it's always fun hearing the answers of the celebrities. I've actually got three different Burning Questions.
All right.
So I wanted to see which celebrity you wanted us to go with. So we got Ray Romano.
All right.
That's one. And we'll save the other ones for another time because, you know, we always need more content. Harry Styles.
Ooh.
From 1D, or formerly of. And Steve Carell, as Ted does the 1D heart thing.
I was just saying, shape of my heart.
Oh, I don't know that.
It's one of their big hits.
I still have a theory about Harry Styles. It's not a bad theory. It's actually very complimentary. And I know I mentioned it on the air, and I know it will piss off some people. So you know the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
Beatles at one point, and I'm not saying One Direction's the Beatles, so let's just preface it that way. But at one point, the Beatles were a boy band. You know what I mean? Like, I want to hold your hand. It was the 60s version of One Direction or NSYNC. They were music for teenage girls at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, other people like them as well. But that seemed to be, I mean, what do we remember from the early days of the Beatles? Ed Sullivan Theater. All these teenage or young women crying and freaking out over the Beatles.
The only difference is, I will say, with the Beatles is they wrote their songs and played instruments.
That is true. And did they write the earlier songs? I don't know.
I don't know.
I bet they
trust me. People get pissed at me as I always say the Temptations were a boy band. People go, what do you mean? They're like, I was like, look, I get Motown was Motown, but Smokey Robinson wrote all the songs and they sang and danced.
Yeah.
That's a boy band.
Right. Then the Beatles discovered acid.
Yeah.
And then things went crazy. And, you know, they became this super loved artistic band. You know what I mean? Now let's fast forward. We've got the One Direction.
Correct.
Harry leaves the band. I don't know much about his music right now, but I'm curious to hear what his music evolves to because there was a big Rolling Stone article about him discovering hallucinogenics.
All right.
And I got to imagine that's going to impact his creative ways. I'm not saying.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's just inevitable. What if we look back 20 years from now, and Harry Styles is our generation's John Lennon.
Oh, in.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but crazier things have happened, and I'm not opposed to the idea. I want to like Harry Styles.
I mean, look, let's just look at our boy Timberlake.
Great example.
There's got to be a bunch of people that probably have no idea about NSYNC. Like,
right.
He's just been a solo artist for so long now, right? This is what Justified came out and, like, 2000, 2001, right? So, I mean, that guy's been, for a lot of people, he's just been a pop star for that long.
You're absolutely right. And I mean, and an artistic pop star.
You know
what I mean? People like him that are fans of music. It's not just background bubblegum pop.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they're.
I like the Harry Styles theory.
Maybe they're the McCartney Lennon of our generation.
Yeah.
Now piss at people. All right. So, sorry. Okay. So we got Harry Styles.
I'm gonna do acid with the Beatles.
I want to do acid with One Direction.
Oh, no. It's a bad trip.
Oh, that's right. Was that Get Him to the Greek?
No, that's Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox
that's
story.
It. Yes. Wrong kid died.
Oh, yes.
I love that movie.
You got to be one of the only people that gets those references.
I was so jacked when we had John C. Reilly in studio soon after that movie came out. And I was starstruck because I love Walk Hard. And I had we had one of those flip cameras from back in the day, and we were filming the interview. So he comes in. He shows up right when the mics go on. So we didn't have a chance to, like, anything. I have the camera on him. As we're talking, he just looks at me and does the "get that effing camera off me" look. And waves his hand, like, put that down. He was nice, but it was just, like, really awkward. It was like, I got it. I'm like, this is so cool. Oh, never meet your heroes.
I do love that movie, though.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's tough in comedy, too. Because, like, I've heard Will Ferrell is kind of dull in regular life. Like, some of those guys that are really good at, like, being comedic actors are, like, really deep thinkers and stuff outside of that. Like, Steve Carell doesn't strike me as the overall, like, fun guy.
And you know what's the funny part is? I met a lot of those guys at the Anchorman movie screening in L.A. I got flown out for that.
Nice.
Which is crazy to think. Because at the time, we had no idea if Anchorman was going to be a cult classic. So I go out, we get to see the movie, and then we get to interview the stars. So I got to interview Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, Christina Applegate, Steve Carell. And David Koechner. And Adam McKay, the director, writer guy.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was nice, except for Christina Applegate. She was not very polite.
All right.
She was just like, whatever kind of attitude.
Yeah, she didn't want to deal with radio.
Paul Rudd was so nice.
Paul Rudd seems like the dude. He just seems like that dude.
He was so chill. Like, he was just sitting on the couch. Because you go to hotel rooms. Different rooms were set up for each celebrity. And that was like their little interview
room. And I get it. It's a pain. They got to sit there and do this for hours on end.
But everybody else was really cool. Will Ferrell could not be nicer. He's like, do you want some water? I'm like, He's like, I got some in my fridge. You can have some. I'm like, I don't know. Should I say yes? Or is it like, am I getting in trouble with the movie people for taking his water? I finally said yes, because I was like, this is a cool story. I got water from Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Carell was cool. He was chill. They were all chill and cool.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay. So let's go back to this. Sorry.
Sorry. No, that's I didn't help.
Which one do you want to do? So we got
we got to go with Harry Styles.
I know. I kind of set us up for failure on that one, right? All right. So let's play Burning Questions.
All right.
With Harry Styles. As soon as it loads. Maybe we won't.
By the way, you got to start watching Meat Eater.
What's Meat Eater?
It's a show I'm obsessed with right now, where this guy, he's a conservationist and big hunter. So he just goes out and like hunts stuff. And sometimes they don't even catch or get anything. Then he's just talking about cooking it and stuff. But you see a dude eat a lot of meat. It makes me want to go eat more meat and go hunting. So like with your diet, and they're quick, like 28 episodes. I've been flying through this. It's on Netflix now. But the dude's from like Montana, and they have a podcast and everything. I mean, it's...
What channel is it on?
I'm watching it on Netflix. They have like four... I don't think they have the whole series. They have like four seasons on Netflix.
Have you watched on Netflix the documentary about Bikram yoga?
No, I haven't watched it yet. That guy's a sleazeball, though.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awful. At one point, he's like, I don't like anything cold, including cold P-word.
Yeah.
He's like, awful. Awful human being. It's a really interesting documentary.
I will say, there's always this thing with some spiritual leaders and stuff, right? I
mean, God complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That stuff, I mean, you know, we all know what happened in the church.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, that stuff. Yeah. That one. Yeah.
You understand why no one calls it Bikram yoga. Then they call it hot yoga now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like nobody wants to be associated with this guy.
No.
He's a piece of crap.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, let's do burning questions.
All right.
What are your three favorite body parts on a woman?
Ooh.
Hmm. It's Harry Styles.
Oh, no, this is just for you.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't guess for them.
Oh, my bad.
We pretend that we're sitting on the couch with Harry and Ellen.
I mean, boobs, butt.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of what's the third most important. I don't know. We'll go with lips.
Lips are a good one.
Right, because we're talking body parts. We're not saying personality or being like,
and I would say
mind.
Smile. I mean, even though, because a smile's not a body part. It's like, but lips are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. Definitely going butt.
Yep.
Legs.
Yeah, legs.
And now I'm torn. Stomach or back?
Back.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Like, you ever see like a woman wearing like one of those dresses or like a shirt that's like...
And you could see their back?
The whole back.
Yeah,
there's something really sexy about the back. I'm going to go there back. Is. So it's completely all from the backside.
Boom. Yeah, maybe I
back,
should
butt legs.
Maybe I should put legs in there.
Legs are
right because I'm thinking about butts in jean shorts.
Yeah, butts and legs are kind of. I almost feel like they're the same body part. They kind of go together.
Yeah, but it is weird though because, like, I'm sure you're the same boat. Like, I have all these quote unquote preferences, but I've dated women that all kind of look different.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and it's funny though, like when and back in the strip club days when we were both strippers.
Yeah.
Every time, almost every time I'd ever get like a dance from a stripper, they would always say, you're a butt and leg guy, huh? I'm like, how'd you know? Like, because you don't even care about my boobs. I'm like, yep. care less. You could have the biggest boobs flopping in my face. That's cool. Or the smallest boobs flopping in my face. Also cool.
Yeah, I mean, I hooked up with a girl once that had the tiniest boobs, but an amazing butt.
I take butt over boobs any day of the week.
Yeah, I like them both.
Oh, I don't hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to get out of here with your awesome boobs. All right, let's see what Harry Styles has to say.
Eyes. Oh. Smile. Character.
No!
I thought he was going to say mind.
See, he's already setting himself up to be very spiritual, like John Lennon.
Well, he's got to say that.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be in trouble with his lady fans.
Yeah.
He's a misogynist.
Right?
All right.
What's a lie you recently told?
Ooh. I can't go to the bar because I promised my buddy who's going through a tough time I'd watch the game with him.
Okay. Nice.
I know. I can't believe I just admitted that. But I was just I kind of want to watch this game at home. And I did invite my buddy over, but he wouldn't have cared if we had gone out.
I can't come to a meeting because I have to go to the baby doctor.
Nice.
Yeah. And really what I did was I wanted to work out before we went and got Trapper Sushi.
I wanted to play this game.
Attaboy, right, Harry. Attaboy. I like that.
Nice. All right, I think that's it for this episode. Anything else going on in your world?
That was only two, wasn't it?
Yeah, I only did two segments. I mean, we've kind of become a two-segment show.
No, I mean, I thought the burning questions, there was three of them.
Oh, we could do more? You want to do another one?
No. Did we do three with Harry? Body parts? Lie?
He did character.
No, but I'm saying, I thought there was three questions of burning questions. I'm not positive how the thing works.
I don't know if that's how it works. That's just the audio that I got.
Oh.
I just get them from like some company that sends out audio clips. I don't actually watch it.
Burning questions. Yeah, I'm with you. Burning questions are, they're tough though, man. It's like, yeah. We could sit there and do that to each other, but just eventually one of us would ask a question and be like, dude, oh, no, I don't want to say that.
Right. Like the lie one. I'm like, oh boy. And then I was like, oh yeah, I did lie about work. All right. Well, I want to do a quick one with Steve Carell.
All right.
Why not? Right. Here we go.
Here we go. What was your favorite job before getting into acting?
All right. So before radio for us.
Man, honestly, like the hours suck. I go back and forth. Bartending could be fun, but probably being a janitor.
Yeah.
Just because I was a nighttime janitor. I liked all the dudes on the staff. We played Tonk, which is this card game at lunch break. And like, it was pretty simple. Like, here's your floor. Here's what you have to do. Get it done in this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I did kind of like the simplicity of that.
Mine was like my first job, I think. I really loved working on a boardwalk in Manhattan Beach in New York and worked at a snack shop that made hot dogs, hamburgers,
all right,
chicken, mozzarella sticks. We had a soft serve ice cream machine. And my buddy and I, his brother was the boss. So we really could get away with murder, eat whatever we want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we just get so stoned together and just get... And then eat. Like, and it was like, I just feel like eating one mozzarella stick. So I just put one mozzarella. Or if someone ordered mozzarella sticks, I'd always make one more. You know what I mean? Just like, it was stupid, but it was like really fun. I was also on the beach, and it was like a very Puerto Rican section, like a very vibe to that area. And I, to this day, that's like one of my biggest weaknesses when it comes to women is a
well, Latinas?
Just the Puerto Rican girls. I mean, it's like that tight black hair and the big earrings. Rosie Perez.
Right. Again, Rosie Perez, probably one of the first boobs I ever saw.
Do the right thing.
Right. I remember that ice cube going over top.
I just pictured it.
Right.
I need to sit down.
I will say one of the last bars I worked at, I didn't bartend there much. I just worked in the package part of it. But it was a college bar next to Hopkins. And we had so much fun.
Yeah.
The same thing. Like after work, sometimes we'd fire up the fryers and just start cooking food and drinking beers.
All right. Let's see what Steve Carell had to say.
Produce.
What did you do with produce?
I wrapped fruit in plastic at a grocery store.
What's the most useless?
Okay.
All right. One more.
All right. Here we go. Let's see what he has. What's the next one?
What's the most useless talent that you have?
Ooh.
I mean, I feel like the fun facts I have for college football are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I really came into form this year around like the holidays and bowl games, and I'm explaining all these traditions and stuff. Now, it does me no good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a fun conversation piece, but I mean, you've been to a college. Remember when we went to that bowl game years ago?
It was incredible. Ted held court with an entire section at a Maryland game.
Right. And like the bar beforehand, you know, just like chopping it up. Like, oh, I remember that play. This.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I love that I know that stuff and it's great to have connection, but like, it doesn't mean no good in the real world. I don't even work on a sports station.
But at least you can have fun small talk. The first thing I thought was I can parallel park really freaking good.
All right.
But that serves me no good, except for when I need to parallel park.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a physical thing I have that does me no good. I mean, I can open eggs with one hand, but like generally there's nobody watching me make eggs in the morning. But every time I do it, I'm like, chef's head.
No, hey, chef, burp. Do you have burp. A favorite child?
Yes.
What on screen?
But
co-star...
you have a favorite child?
Yeah, Lulu.
You should only have one.
Two.
What on screen the co-star were you most nervous to kiss?
Oh, yeah, we don't have that. I'm curious what he has to say, but we don't have that. Ravenous Randy Myers for me. The wrestler.
He has to say Mike Hawk.
The Rock. I kissed him and Get Smart.
And how was that?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
All right. You know, honestly, the only person I think to kiss me on the lips, and I'll tell you when we're done, but was definitely a figure in this city for a minute.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mary? Male, I mean.
Oh, Mary Kay Letourneau?
No. It was just a funny story. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
But for a while, I was like, did that happen outside that bar? That dude just kissed me?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it did.
Well, you know, you people that spend a lot of times in locker rooms sometimes take jokes a little farther.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
It was one of those things.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. You can follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast. Oh, be on the lookout this Friday. I'm in a video game competition for a chance to be in a wrestling video game called Retro Soft Studios WrestleMania.
Retromania.
Yeah. So one independent wrestler in the whole world is going to be in this video, and I'm in the final 16.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how crazy this is. The whole backstory is nuts. I got a message from them on Facebook, but it was my others. Good thing I checked, because usually I don't check that folder.
Yeah.
And I was like, at first I thought it was spam, because it didn't even have like a profile picture. It was very weird. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I reached them back to them. They're like, yeah, you got a bunch of nominations. We did an online nominating thing for a video game. And by indie, though, they mean hardcore indie. Like, you're not signed to NWA. You're not signed to TNA or Impact.
Right. You can't be signed to any.
Right. You're just an independent wrestler. And they're like, you received a lot of votes. And I didn't even know that was a thing. And I was like, no way. I'm like, of course I'll be in on it. And I'm sure some people turned it down, maybe like bigger name indie wrestlers.
Yeah.
But still, like the fact that I'm in it, I'm the only Northwest representative.
No kidding. This.
Yeah, the whole thing is pretty crazy. I won my first round, and now I'm in the second round. I'm up against our boy Matt Cross, who we've had on this podcast.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that level guys. And if I beat him, I'm one step closer, and the winner gets to be in the video game.
It's kind of awkward now. We've had Matt Cross on here a bunch, and now we're voting against him.
Well, the first guy I had to go up against was Gregory Iron, who I wrestled in Portland and I've become friends with. And him and I were messaging each other beforehand, and like, blah, 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 how you been, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, it's great that you and I have to go head-to-head on the first time. I'm like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, honestly, I thought it was just Northwest guys.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is the whole world, man. I could be in a video game with, like, Road Warriors and with, like, other like old school wrestlers. Colt Cabana's in it. Like, it'd be pretty cool. And the nice thing is, if the game goes well, and it's gonna be on like all the services, like PlayStation and Xbox, but it's gonna be a downloadable game, not like an actual physical game.
All right,
like $30, I think, is what they're gonna charge when it comes out. But if it goes well, they're gonna make downloadable characters probably of all of us that were in this contest.
Nice.
So I'm really banking on that. I don't think I'm gonna win it, because it's not just fan vote, but it's also like, they have a judge and another judge. Yeah. So the fans count for 1/3 of the vote. Even if I get that, it's smart of them, because, you know, I would imagine at the end of the day, they probably want like a nationally known wrestler winning this whole thing.
You would think.
Right. So it would be really awkward if they're like, I'm the winner. But let's try and make it happen. Why not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I crushed on votes the first time.
100%.
The Rockaholic stepped up. I mean, I had the most votes than anyone.
Yeah.
Like combined, like the two head-to-heads, like in other days.
Right.
If you added up all their votes, I still had more votes than them combined.
Nice.
It was crazy.
So you're going to put that out on socials?
On Friday. That's what mine. And the funny part is, this round, it's based on, the first round was based on promo picture. This round's based on a move. They said you could give us a 10-second clip of you doing a move. And I already saw today, like, guys are doing crazy flippy stuff. And Matt Cross does crazy flippy stuff. And I'm like, I ain't going to out-move this guy. So I sent them a clip of me getting slapped in the face by Priscilla Kelly. That's my move.
Nice.
Yeah.
Heel.
So be on the lookout for that. I'll make sure I share it on all my socials at I'm Steve Miggs. And whether it be the voting, is like either you like it or you retweet it. Being that I'm a lower seed, I'm probably going to be the like person.
Yeah.
So just like it or whatever it says to do, please do that.
Yeah. And remember, we're the verified Megacast.
Verified Megafest, Megacast. Suck it, ESPN. Anything going on in your world this weekend?
No. I think I'm going to go, honestly, me and my buddy are going to go get some sushi. I'm like, man, I've been thinking about sushi for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go watch a show Saturday night. And then, yeah, Sunday, probably just chill out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not watching the Seahawks.
I know.
I hurt.
Yeah. It's just more exciting when your team's in the play, especially for football.
Especially when they could have won that game.
Yeah.
But
it was a hell of a year. I had a great time watching
it. It's one of the most fun years I've had watching the Seahawks. Probably right up there with the Super Bowl season.
Yeah.
The first one. The second one as well. I mean, but it was like, because you just didn't expect it. And then when all those injuries happened and they still kept plodding along, it's like, this is incredible.
Yeah. And I will say this. The NFL playoffs, to their credit, have been awesome so far.
Every game.
There's been some great games.
Oh, man. That Kansas City game was nuts.
Oh, they are so good. I really, now at this point, and I know Seahawks fans are going to crush me for this, but I'm kind of looking forward to seeing Niners and Chiefs in the Super Bowl, which okay. I know everybody hates the Niners, but I'm just like, I don't know. They're in your division, and just I feel like that could be a lot of scoring. Could be a hell of a game.
I'll be honest, like, and I said it on the air. I can't root for the Niners because I just don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. I mean, their fans are just as obnoxious as us Seahawks fans. Like, I don't know why, because it's our rival. But
yeah.
There is a part of me that would love to see Richard Sherman win a Super Bowl again.
Honestly, I thought it was setting up to Sherman Bowl.
Yeah.
Where we were going to have to go down there, the Niners would win, but Sherman would, like, it just would have been poetic, kind of weird justice.
It would have been if he, like, had a big tip or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, there's something about, I like the guy still. I mean, I know he's a loudmouth, but, you know, he's a heel. He's a perfect heel.
I also just, I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
No. I'd rather the Niners win than the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. I'm with you. So I'm just like, I think that would be an exception. But either way, I'm just hoping for good games. Keep the attention.
Go AFC at this point. Titans or Kansas City.
Yeah, right.
I like Mahomes. I wouldn't be. And I like, you know, yeah. I don't care, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fun. When you have no dog in the race, like, I'm just like, just be close games.
Just make it fun.
Yeah.
All right. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegacast.
Verified.
Yeah.